This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, May 24th. A Carnival Splendor guest passed away over the weekend while swimming off the coast of Mystery Island in the South Pacific. The incident happened during the ship's most recent nine-night voyage, which departed Sydney, Australia on May 15th. Carnival issued a statement saying, quote, "We are deeply saddened by the death of a guest on Mystery Island following what appears to be a medical situation while swimming." It went on to say, "Our care team are supporting the guest's family along with other guests during this difficult time." Carnival Splendor returned to Sydney this morning as scheduled. And here's something you don't see every day. A lifeboat from Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas fell into the water upside down on Monday while it was undergoing maintenance. This video here, courtesy of a guest on board who posted it on Twitter, it said this happening right now in Mazatlan, Mexico on the Navigator of the Seas. A lifeboat launch failure during crew training. The lifeboat is now capsized and leaking fuel in the port of Mazatlan. I bet they appreciated that. No one was injured during the incident, but the photos showed significant damage to the lifeboat. Navigator's itinerary was not impacted because of the incident. It did leave Mazatlan on time. The ship is currently on a seven-night cruise out of Los Angeles. And speaking of Royal Caribbean International is posed to be the world's largest cruise brand by 2029. This according to a recent report by Cruise Industry News. The cruise line will have an annual capacity of 6.5 million passengers in 2029 compared to 5.4 million for Carnival Cruise Line. Now, not accounting for any unannounced ships they may have scrapped or sold, Royal Caribbean will have 30 ships sailing in 29 compared to Carnival's 27 ships. Not far behind is MSC Cruises to be the third largest, followed by NCL and Princess and then Celebrity. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 1.6%, 11.04. Royal Caribbean down 1.8%, 78.85. And Norwegian up 1%, 14.47. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.